I cannot go there. We cannot go there. Why? Oh, you have so many beloved there. What is the use of our going? In Mathura. There your father, mother and all are there. And you are so happy with them. We don't want to disturb you. But you are our Daita. Daita. So much beloved. He Deva, He Daita, He Bhuvaneka Bandha. Then, oh, I've told wrong. You are Mathuranath. Hey Mathuranath. Oh, now you are the emperor of Mathura kingdom. You have left Vrindavan. Because you used to go to cowherds without umbrella, without any shoe, nothing, without opulence wear. But now you have become Mathuranath. So how you will remember us? Very simple gopis, not qualified at all. We cannot make garland like the women of Mathura, the kishoris of Mathura. They can do so. They can serve you well, Mathuranath. When you will return? Will we return? And sometimes thinking that, oh, Krishna has come. And making like this. Understand?
Covering your eyes.
Covering. Oh, who are you? Who are you? Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra. No. Then I thought, oh, you Krishna? So when you will come like this? Kadava Lokyasi. Hridayam, okay? Itana, itana. Hey Nath, hey Raman, hey Nainab, Vyam, ha ha, Padanu, ha ha nu.
Hey Deva, 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 hey Krishna, hey Chakola, hey Krishna, hey Nath, hey Ramana, hey Ramana, hey Ramana.
So, beautiful meaning of this is love. And always remembering and always waiting. Once, his one disciple came there. You know that Isvarpuri power, serving always with same mood as he was. Always serving in all ways. Giving Mahaprasadam, making him bath, serving him in all respect. But another Shishya was also disciple, Ramchandrapuri. Ramchandra? He came there and he told to him, but why are you weeping uselessly? A redounce order, sannyasi should not weep. He should think that I am Brahma. I am Nirvishesh Brahma. No love and affection for anyone, even for his body, nothing. He should be renounced. So why you are weeping? Then at once Madhavendra Puripad told his all disciples, take him and get him out of my assembly, bhajan kuti. I don't want to see his face again in my life. And he was driven out. And he gave his all moods to Ishwar Puripad. You have heard that how he was renounced, that he never begged anything to anyone. He knew that Krishna will arrange everything. When Krishna took some milk in a pot and went to Govardhan, where Madhavendra Puri was always observed weeping, rolling down on the earth, and he gave, oh, my mother has seen you. You have not taken anything for 4 or 5 days. And you are hungry, but you don't beg to anyone. So my mother has sent me to give this milk to you. You should take it, and I am going to and again I will come and I will take return this pot. Madhavendrapuri. Madhavendrapuri was hearing, but giving no importance. But his sweet words and standing board in threefold attracted him. And said, who is this boy? In my whole life, anyone, any boy, any girl, any wife, any woman, any person had not charmed me in whole world. In my whole life. But how he charming me? In what a position, in a mood he is standing threefold. How beautiful, though he is black, but how beautiful. And how sweet words, I have never heard any sweet word like this. And he was doing like this. His eyelids were not always. And that boy turned in at once. Oh, he may know me so quickly. Oh, my mother will be with me, so I am just going, I am returning. And he did in a such a mood that Madhavendrapuri took him in his heart. After that boy went and he was watching, chanting, but now no interest in chanting, only looking back. Who was that boy? Who was that boy? Who was that boy? What was he doing? He went. The boy went and he was watching the way, path. It so much time went, but he was always remembering that. Who was he? Who was? In the meantime, he sleepness, semblance of, kya kahte hain? Semblance of sleep came, what? Not so deep.
Dozing.
And he saw in a dream, very beautiful, same boy. And what he is narrated. From this Madhavendrapuri, Ishwarpuri path came. Not only Ishwarpuri path, the roots of bhakti. Madhavendrapuri is the whole tree, like, and not whole tree, and three nine roots were Paramanandapuri, Ishwarpuri, Brahmananda, and so many nine. Advaita Charya also was disciple of same Madhavendrapuri. Also, Bakreshwar Pandit, what? The guru of Gadadhar Pandit. Pundarik Vidyanidhi. All went in this line. Not only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not luckily Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Ishwarpuri path. All knowingly they went in this line. So this line is genuine. Now some are doubting. They are the messenger of Kali.
Spy
of Kali. You should not trust them. So we should like to be a devotee like Madhavendra. Today is also this appearance day of who was he? Srinivas Acharya. He was disciple of Gopal Bhatta. He was in a very extricated Brahmin family. And for bringing childhood, he was so learned person in Sanskrit and Bengal. Very. And he was so honest and good character person. He first went to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit in Navadvip. And then he started from his village, native place. When he came nearer to Navadvip, he heard that Mahaprabhu has left this world. And all his Advaita Acharya, every has been left. Then he became so upset. He started to go for Jagannath Puri. I will meet Gadadhar Pandit, I will meet Sarup Damodar, Raghunath Das and all others, Sikhi Maiti, Madhavi Devi, Maharaj Pratap Rudra, Sarvam Bhattacharya. Very eagerly he was going. But when he was in the way, he heard that Gadadhar Prabhu has disappeared in the unke shok mein Mahaprabhu. Of separation of Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit. And he has entered in the deity of Gopinath, Tota Gopinath. He heard that Sarup Damodar has absolutely left. He heard that Raghunath Das Goswami has gone to from Jagannath Puri to Vrindavan only to die. He will go there and he will jump in Jamuna or he will go to Govardhan and from there jump. And thus he will die. But he could not. Rukshnathan saved him and he began to live in Radhapuram and doing so much high class of bhajan there, you know. Rupa Raghunath Pade Rahu Moras Prarthana Kare Sada Narottam Das na Krishna Rupa Raghunath Rupa Raghunath Nare Krishna Das Then Sivasacharya Prabhu, after that, he returned and he came to Vrindavan. And he was so much upset what to do. Mahaprabhu and all his followers have done. And the way, when he came to Prayag, he heard that Rupa and Sanatana both has left this world. Now he was weeping so much loudly. Anyhow, he went to Vrindavan and he met with Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami kindly kept him with him and began to give his association and all teaching all shastra to him. In the meantime, Narottam Thakur and Shyamananda also went to Vrindavan. And all were in the school of Jiva Goswami. After that, when they were so much matured in all kinds of shastra, Jiva Goswami told that I want to give you all the books of Rupa and Sanatan and of myself and all other books. And you should take it in a block card and go to Bengal and preach all over Bengal. Because now Bengal has become devotee-less. You should preach there very strongly. So, all the books of Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Ujjal Nilmani, Bhakti Goswami, Sindhu and all books compiled by Jiva Goswami, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books were given in the card. And 2-3 protectors, guards, were going, and 3 boys, who? Narottam Thakur, Shyamananda and Srinivas was more elder than both. And they used to serve him and to obey Srinivasa Acharya. In the meantime, when the cart was nearer to Bengal, in a very dense forest, some dacoits came and their astrologer that they have a very precious jewels in the cart. And then the king of the dacoits, Hambi, was a very dangerous dacoit. He at once followed with his followers. And anyway, when they were sleeping, anyhow, taking rest, because they are all tired, in the meantime, quickly they took away, stolen the card. And when they went there and saw that what is there? Oh, only books, books, books. Oh, these are papers, not of any use, bogus things. But they kept the card there. In the meantime, when they awoke and they saw that, oh, where is card? And they were doing like this. What became? And weeping so much. Saint was told that you should return to Bengal, and I am here searching, and after taking books, I will return. Otherwise, no. So Shyamananda Prabhu and Narottam Thakur went there, and they gave some letter to Jiva Goswami and others that books has been stolen. But in the meantime, Srinivas was searching here and there like a beggar boy. One day, he went in the council of kings, that is Birhambi, the commander chief of all the dockers. And he saw that in his council, some priest, Brahmin, was reading Srimad Bhagavata and explaining. It seems that this king is very religious and pious, and he has some bhakti with Krishna. So I should anyhow mix with this, and I should please him, and then I will search. When the Harikatha explanation of Bhagavat was finished, Srinivas, as a boy of only 18 years, and he stood up and told to King, O King, I want to explain the same slokas which he has explained. I think he has not explained well. And then he began to explain. King told that, I want to hear your explanations. And all were so learned. So he began to. What? Madhupakitava bandho maspi sangri sapatna desh. And he explained in such a way, the separation mode of Radhika and Gopis and Krishna. Himself he was weeping so bitterly, and all the counselors began to weep. And he explained 3-4 hours. And quickly time passed. After 3-4 hours, when he finished one slok, and then king himself with his all counselors went in and fell flat on the lotus feet of Srinivasacharya. Oh, how beautifully. We want that you should initiate us. We are all searching up a very pure, bona fide, qualified guru. I see that in the whole world, I cannot have a guru like you. You are bona fide. I have never seen a person like you, so qualified. He told that, I can, but you will have to give some dakshina to me, otherwise not. If you are taking harinam or diksha or initiation and not giving something, donation, not donation, but dakshina to Gurudev, then diksha will not be successful. Initiation will, Guru will not never want anything. But we should do. Shorten. If you are brahmachari, you cannot give, then you should give yourself, your body, mind, soul, everything. And if you are grihastha, you should give anything. What is so precious and which will be useful for my Gurudev, they should give. So, he told, the king answered that, I know this thing. I will give you anything you like. Then he told, I have lost a full of books, and very useful, like more than jewels valuable. So if you can give me this donation, then I can. King began to smile. Oh, how he knew that these books are with me, and how can help? And he again fell flat on the lotus feet. Just now I am giving you. Before initiation. And after initiation, I will give myself, my kingdom, my whole family, everything forever. And then, at once he ordered that, that bullock horse should be brought here with, as it was, full of books. Oh, when books were brought, Srinivas Pandit fell flat and doing pranam to all the books, like if they are Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Krishna, and all others. There was the explanation of Sanatana Goswami, Vaishnava Toshini of Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami, Laghu Vaishnava Toshini, and all the books of Srila Rupa Goswami, Ujjwal Nilmani, Bhaktriya Swami Sindhu, all the books of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Sandarbha, all these such Sandarbha were there, Sar Sambhadi and all subjects, Gopal Champu, all. And he became so melted. He told that you have given me life. Then he initiated, not only him, his wife, his children, and his all ministers, associates, counselors. And king gave his heart, mind, soul, and everything to him. I am your eternal service. And he never disobeyed in his whole life. We see in these days that you have initiated anyone and he will give you everything, and next day he will go to another guru, Sahajya guru or any other guru, Brahmavadi guru, here, there. And he will, if Gurudev will tell, oh, kindly come to me, I will not come. So nowadays a very big problem, and that is why we are not having Krishna prema. No bhakti, pure bhakti. So we should try to follow Srinivasacharya. And then he took all the cards and went to Bengal, nearer to Katwa, and then Shyamanand and Narottam Thakur were also called, and so many were called. And in our whole Bengal, even to Assam, and everywhere, Manipur, Bhakti was priest. He was so a scholar. Then he used to explain Srimad Bhagavatam, weeping. And Krishna, with his all beloved gopis, they used to come and to give darshan. So, and he was a very beautiful Kirtaniya. And he has so many rag and ragini, melody. And he used to play on mridanga as if he will quickly jump. No, also Srimad Acharya. They have some ragini. Manohar Sahi and Garanhati, Manohar Sahi. So many beautiful rag ragini. Rag ragini, you know that? Oh, good. Sare gama padhani sa. And then, sani dhapa magare sa. Very beautiful music. When Krishna used to sing in Pancham, in five, then Gopi followed and they used to sing in seven, and Krishna has no tune there. And then Krishna used to tell them, oh, sadhu, 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 I cannot do like you. So his one of the daughter was named Hemlata Thakurani. He became preacher, very famous preacher. He was perhaps married to anyone. And she was very famous preacher. So many disciples she made. And thus she was famous. He was married, Srinivas Pandit. But even Ramananda was also married. But Narottam Thakur was not married. But all used to give the same respect to three. And when they used to meet together, like bosom brother, like what?
Bosom friend.
We should try to follow them and to be devoted like them. If you are falling, only 1% even, it is enough for us. So you should be a strong follower of all these. I have come here only to sprinkle their mercies to you in a drop. You should not disobey. Never doubt anything in bhakti. Only you want to, you should try to give your akhand prem, akhand love, whole love. Only to Krishna and devotees, not to anyone. Don't, what?
Divide.
To any fraction. Then you will be a pure devotee. Gaur Brahman. Today will be some play? Not today? They are not ready. Achha. Then any kirtan? So you should announce their name.
Abhinandan.
Abhinandan Das Prabhu. He was a good.
He says here, Namatsara Padam, that the prema that Krishna exhibits towards the gopis, it is not an object of our envy. Rukmini. Rather, some shlagya, it is praised by us. And why is that? Because the gopis are so superior to the queens. Tatra asmakam matsarapadam matsarya vishayascha na bhavati paramatkrishta hai janai saha nikrishtanam sapatnya ayogat. He said that if you have a person who is very inferior and someone who is very superior, then there's no question even of envy coming there. Envy can be between things which are like closely related. Like the queens may be envious of other queens. If they see that Krishna is giving more affection to another queen, they become envious. But when something is so far superior, it's just beyond envy. So therefore, namatsara padam, it is not an object of our envy. Yadva Swamini Bhisaha Dasinam. Like, you cannot compare the Dasis to the queens. The maidservants in the palace, they cannot even imagine themselves as queens. It's so far, there's no possibility that they can become queens. So there's no way that they can be envious of the queens. They'll be envious of other maidservants. If the other maidservants are getting more attention, or they're getting more, they're getting jewels or things like that, presents from the queens, they'll become envious of each other. So a very inferior person cannot be envious of a superior person. This is Sanatana Goswami's point. But nonetheless, they were observing Krishna's bhav, his love towards the gopis. And he gives some example here. Saha kadachit nishi griyakoni nibritvam agatya linasya asya vichitram sanketa shabda bangi nishamya shayan uthaya shvashur adish ashankaya shanay shanayar dvara Argalam Isham Mocheta Grihan Nisritya Abhimukhe Militvam Etan Upalabhya Gara Alingam Chumban Adina Sukhyam Tisma. So sometimes at night Krishna would come to the house of Srimati Radhika, and this was 5,000 years ago. They didn't have electricity, they didn't have so many lights, just like some lantern. And at night, of course, it's also in the village, so it's very dark at night. So Krishna would, he would sneak there, he wouldn't be seen by anyone, and he would hide. And then he would make some very vichitra sanketa shabda. He would make some very wonderful sounds to give signal to the gopis. And when the gopis would hear this, shayanutaya, they would get up from their beds, and shwashur adi ashankaya, because of fear of their mother-in-law, shanai shanair dar argalam isham mutayutva, they would very, very slowly and very carefully they would open the door. And then if they would listen, and if they heard any stirring of their mother-in-law, quickly they would run back to their bed. And if everything was quiet, they would then open the door and come out of the house, and then they would meet with Krishna, and then Gara Lingam, they very tight and deep embrace, Chumbam Adina, also kissing. In this way, Sukhyantisma, they would give pleasure to Krishna. So all this is madura, madurimala haribi. And katachit diva api sanketit yamuna nikunja adigatam komal palava pushpa shayanam rachayantam. That sometimes even during the day, Krishna would give some like meeting place near the Yamuna, in a kunj by the Yamuna, some prearranged meeting place, sanketit Yamuna Nikunja. And he would go there, and komal palava pushpa shayam ratayantam. He would make a bed of flowers, very soft flowers. And then what would he do? Patra nipat adi shabdina priyatama samagamam ashankyamanam tad vartamani hitta drishtam. He would be listening for the sound of like the cracking of dry leaves as like a sign that, oh, my beloved is coming. And in this way his glance was always looking towards the path of their arrival. It means he was waiting very anxiously for them to come. And then Kalindi Jala Harana Adi Adi Vyajena Gata Inam Aramayan. And then they would also have so many sporting pastimes in the Yamuna River. And Kadachit Paradoshi Venunada Sanketan Unmadita Muhur Brasya Dukula Kesha Viparaya Dhritta Bhushana Vegena Dhavitva Gatya Adita Aparasyasya Satya Vachana Paripatya Mahashok Artaha. Says that sometimes at Paradosh, Paradosh means at the time when the sun was about to set, or like just before that, late afternoon, Krishna would return from herding the cows, and Venunada Sanketan Unmadita, the gopis would become mad by hearing the sound of Krishna's flute. He would call them in this way. And Paschad Avahita, so when they would become mad, then Muhur Brasyad Dukula Kesha. Dukula means their dress, and Kesha means their hair. So their hair would be disheveled, their clothes would be disheveled, and viparyaya dritta bhushana, their ornaments would be placed in the wrong places, because they would just be so become so frenzied by hearing the sound of Krishna's flutes and rushing to go meet him. Vegena means with great speed, dhavayitva, running. They would go up to Sri Krishna. And sometimes along the way, Krishna would disguise himself. Avahita means disguise. He would adopt some disguise. And then shatya vachana paripatya. He would speak some very clever words. And he would try to distract them. And mahasuk artaha. They would become so distressed because they were rushing to meet Krishna. And this person was coming and distracting them. And they wouldn't know that actually it was Krishna in disguise. And he would distract them so much that kakubir nidya istam spashtam yachamanaha. They would beg, please, please, let us go. We must go now. We have some purpose to fulfill. We must meet. And this was in their heart, that they wanted to meet with Krishna. And then paschad avahita bhangat narmatva jnanena paramarishtaha. After this, Krishna would give up his disguise and he would speak joking words, and then param rishtaha, they would become greatly pleased at heart. And then pita vastaram sarado dhritva baladinam nikunja kuhare samakrishya samarpayitam ityevam vivida ritya svachandam upapatyena abhajan. So after this, Krishna would adopt his pita vastra, his yellow dress, pitambar, and then he would dhritra baladenam, he would forcibly take Srimati Radhika by the hand, and nikunja kuhare samakrishya, he would lead her to the kunj, and then they would have so many pastimes. Vivida ritya svachandam upapatyena. They would, svachand means very freely, carefree, without any thought or concern, no restraint, no restriction. Upapatya means their love for Krishna was expressed in the mood of a paramour. So these are all the waves of sweetness of Kishore, Srimati Radhika's Kishore. And this is, we are only analyzing now in terms of some few pastimes of Srimati Radhika. We can analyze it from the point of view of her qualities, from the point of view of her beauty, her various moods. So it is endless. What Rupa Goswami is implying here. And Hari Bhuja Parirabdam Labda Romansa Palim. Romansa Palim. Palim means like a lion's rose of romansa, means hairs standing on end. So Srimati Radhika's hairs are standing on end, and why? Haribhuja parirabdam labda. She has, labda means obtained. Parirabdam, she has obtained the embrace, haribhuja, of the arms of Srihari. So Krishna is always embracing Srimati Radhika, and by the touch of Krishna's arms and body, her hairs stand on end out of ecstasy. So this is an expression of her sattvika bhavs. And these sattvic bhavs are in, there are like five stages of sattvic bhavs. So this is the brightest, what is it? Sudipta sattvic bhav. It is so brilliant that there's no possibility it can be concealed at all. And when all the eight sattvic bhavs manifest simultaneously, this is sudipta. and when they manifest to the highest extent. And this is possible only in the condition of Mahabhav. So this hair standing on end is an expression, an outer expression of Srimati Radhika's Mahabhav towards Sri Krishna. And Spurat Aruna Dukulam. Dukula means dress. And Aruna means like when the sun is just coming up over the horizon in the morning, then it is very beautiful, very brilliant colors, but also very soft. Not like when the sun is fully risen, and especially the midday sun, you cannot look at the sun for more than a couple of seconds, and then it hurts the eyes, you'll have to look away. But when the sun is just coming up over the horizon, then you can gaze at it for a long time. The colors are very beautiful reddish color, but soft also. So spurad means very brilliant, lustrous, like the color of the sun when it is just arising in the morning over the horizon. So her dress is like that. And as we said, her dress means not only her outer dress, but her bhav, her love for Krishna. She is dressed in bhav and not in ordinary garments. And finally we come to the last verse. This is Ashirvad. Ashirvad means giving blessings. So Rupa Goswami is now offering blessings to those who recite this ashtakam. And it also shows the power of this ashtakam. So tad amala madurim nam kamam adhar rupam paripatati varishtam sushtarad ashtakam yaha ahima kirana putri kula kalyana chandraha sputam akilam adishtam tasyatushtas tanoti yaha. Yaha means one who. Paripatati, one who recites. And this pari, which is a prefix, it gives the idea of like surrounding, or that which is done again and again. Otherwise he could just use patati. Patati means to recite. But he's using paripatati. So paripatati means one who recites again and again, and it also means not just like reciting mechanically, but like fully, in other words, reciting deeply, deeply meditating on the meaning of this ashtakam. And this is further qualified by sushtu. Sushtu means very nicely, very in a very concentrated way, very deeply. So yaha sushtu paripatati, one who very intently and very and repeatedly recites varishtam radashtakam. This radashtakam, which is varishtam. Varishtam means it is the greatest. This comes from Uru. Uru means very wide or very great. And in the comparative form, we would say like great, greater, and greatest. So the comparative form of Uru is Varyas. And the superlative form is Varishta. So Varishta means this best, this most excellent, this supreme ashtakam, Rad ashtakam. So one who recites very nicely this supreme Rad Astakam. And what is the nature of this Rad Astakam? It is Kamam Adhara Rupam. Adhara Rupam means it is the receptacle of something. And this particular type of receptacle, Kamam here means that it will fulfill all desires. And what is it a receptacle of? Tad amala madurim nam. Madurim nam means it is a receptacle of all sweetness. And not just all sweetness, but amala. Amala madurim nam. Spotless, pure sweetness. And whose sweetness is it? Tad. This tad here means Srimati Radhika. So this ashtakam, this Rad ashtakam, this supreme ashtakam, it is a repository of all the sweetness, all the pure sweetness of Srimati Radhika. In other words, this ashtakam itself embodies the qualities, the beauty, the lila, everything of Srimati Radhika. And therefore, it is kamam. It fulfills all desires. So now, this first part is describing the nature of this ashtakam. And the second part of this slok is giving the ashirvad. It is giving the blessing. So what blessing will come for one who recites this ashtakam very nicely?